Hello.
Hello, my name is Heather, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi. So I was looking at my bank statements and I noticed that withdrawals have been made by this company, which I purchased a bag from, but I did not make any more purchases, and it was for like $60 and then like $56, like a month apart. And I was just wondering what had happened and hoping to get refunded.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull your account up?
98671.
98671, and your first and last name?
Aubrey Motzinger, AUBREY, and then MOTSINGER.
Spell your last name one more time.
MOTSINGER.
Your first name is Aubrey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and is it under your name? I'm not pulling up an account for you.
Yes. It could be under a different zip code.
Okay.
Let me just figure out which one it might be. Yeah, 9813? 96813? Hold on. It could also be under the zip code of 96813.
Could it be under any other name?
No, it should be under mine.
And do you know what, I'm sorry, what the charges are for?
So I had a purchase for, hold on, let me get the exact numbers for you.
Okay.
So I made a purchase of $7.95 for a bag, and then there was a withdrawal made, which I did not make for $67.32 on October 16th, and then another withdrawal made that I also didn't make on November 17th. For $56.95.
Okay, and can you see exactly, do you know what you ordered originally? Because
Yes,
I'm.
it was a. I don't quite recall what the item was called, but it's like a black utility bag.
Okay. Because I'm not pulling up anything. When did you make the original order?
It was October, and October 10th is when the purchase went through.
Okay, can you provide me with your email address?
AEMCHEESE at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm not pulling up any accounts with any other information that you gave me. Just give me one second. Is it okay if I place you on
Of course.
repo?
Say again?
Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Yes, of course.
Okay, give me one moment.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, there's one other way I can try to search for your account. Can you provide me with the first six numbers of the credit card that you use and then the last four numbers?
So you just want my card information?
Just the first six numbers and then the last four numbers.
Okay, one moment, please. So the first six numbers are 423731, and then the last four or three?
Four.
Are 2797.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I see your account.
Okay, perfect.
See if I can get it pulled up. Okay, can you provide me with the address that you have registered on here?
Yes, of course. One Aloha Tower Marketplace, unit number 3218, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813.
Okay, my system is loading. Give me 1 second so I can see the charges.
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So you stated that you originally bought the utility bag. I see the tactical bag. And what other charges are you speaking of?
I was also charged on the on the 16th of October. And it doesn't say why, but that charge was $67.32. And then I was charged on the 17th of October, also no description, for $56.95.
Okay, so I see the original charge on the 10th of October, $7.95.
Yes.
Okay, and then I see a charge on the 14th of October for $67.32.
Yes.
And then another one on the 16th for $56.95. Okay.
That makes sense. It was probably just like a day delay in my bank recognizing that, but yes.
Okay, let me see what's going on. Give me one brief moment.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I see
Of course.
basically when you ordered the original bag, the bag was free. You just had to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling. But once you purchase that bag, it's in the terms and conditions that you will automatically be charged $67.32 for the first month membership for the Consumer Direct Savings Store. It's basically that's what the charge is for the membership. They automatically enroll you in that store so you can receive a $125 gift card every month to spend at that store. So it's charging you basically for that membership. And then after that, you will be billed a monthly membership prescription. I'm sorry, a membership subscription, and it'll be like the $56.95. So that's what you see those extra charges are. They're
Okay,
the
so
payments for that subscription.
Okay. So I would like to cancel any subscription because I was not aware that that was a thing, which is my own fault apparently, but I would like to cancel that, and then I have not received any of those benefits of the subscription. So is there a way
So
to have
have you
like
not received the gift card or anything like
no.
that? Okay, so the
So
in
would there
your
be a way to, instead of the gift card, to just receive the feedback?
so it's saying that in the initial package you will be provided a brochure listing multiple items to choose from for your recurring membership, and an email will be sent to you each month so you know you can choose your next product.
I have
So
not received either of those.
If we don't hear from you, then they automatically select an item for you and send it out to you. So you don't you if you can it's probably got sent to your junk mail or something like that. That's why you haven't seen it. But they're sending you emails, and then they also sent you a brochure with the bag.
Okay, I have not been receiving these, so is there a way to both like unsubscribe and also like get the fees returned?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't quite understand.
Of course. As I have not like received like emails or anything since I have purchased the bag, is there a way to, one, unsubscribe from this service because I am not interested? And then also, because I have not received anything, and I'm not aware of anything being shipped to me, would I be able to just have the fees that I have paid be returned to me as I have not received any goods from it?
Okay, so give me one second. Let me see if there's anything I can do.
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So we can go ahead and get you canceled. That's not a problem. But because it is a valid charge, it is in the terms and conditions, we can offer a 35% refund as a courtesy.
Okay, that would be perfect. And then any like things that are being shipped my way, you can go ahead and cancel those. I do not have any need for them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment and hold the line while I get your refunds issued for you.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm just getting that refund. To give me one brief moment.
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I have it canceled, and I do also have those refunds issued to you. It should be back credited back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please. That would be perfect.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
And just 1 second. Perfect. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it is 262. I'm sorry, C as in Charlie, 262-900-522.
So it's C as in Charlie, 262-900-522.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you so very much for your help.
No, thank you for your time. Thank you for calling customer support.
Of course. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.